Hey, fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael back here with the Faith and Freedom Show here on the Eagle 104.3 FM. Before I went to the break, you're at the top of the hour, by the way. Our phone number here is 888-850-1872. We had a call from Bill from Dunellen, and he kind of brought up an interesting thing. I'm going to try to weave his comment in here with regard to the laws of slavery and the 13th Amendment and Hitler and the topic that I was talking about, statism. Statism. Statism, I will tell you, is an abandonment of the Christian, what they call it, Judeo-Christian, whatever you want to call Judea. I'll talk to you about Christian. Let's just mention it as Christian. And this view that the idea is that there is a biblical basis, a biblical worldview understood by the founders of our nation. We came out of a country that actually the king was in charge of the church, and so the doctrine, the official doctrine of England, was Christianity, and it was the Anglican Church, essentially, that the king was like the pope for England. That's effectively what it was, of course. And so there were some problems with that, having the king deciding what the religion would be of every person in the country. The problem was, is they had a history of having kings that had differing opinions. King James II was what they called popish. He was the kind of guy who believed that the pope, the Catholic pope, as we would consider it today, was the guy who was the head of the church. And then the one that preceded him believed that the King of England was the pope, so to speak, the head of the church. And then there were people who, especially in the Scottish Protestant groups and Presbyterian groups, who believed that Jesus was the head of the church and not the king. The king was in charge of things civil, and that Jesus was in charge of those things ecclesiastical. And so people were being killed because of that, of their view. And when people came to America, some of them were sent, some Scottish people who were not dark-skinned but light-skinned, were even sent into slavery into this country, in this land, because of their understanding of religion or the duty they owed their creator. And so there was statism, in a way, is that it was really, as people understood it at the time, and the people that started this country, was that was actually evil. It was a perversion. It was not consistent with the just a pure reading of the New Testament, Old and New Testament combined, from in the beginning to amen. You know, those are the first words and last words of the Bible. That the operation of having a king determine what people's faith and convictions ought to be, rather than the word of God, as it is revealed, that would be evil. So that's why we have the First Amendment, that Congress shall make no law establishing religion, okay, or denying the free exercise thereof. You can't use the power of the sword to influence people in their religion. If we look back to that, we can't use the power of the sword to influence people to not understand, believe, or practice religion. So what we see with statism is a rejection of the authority of the Bible. Instead, it's being replaced by the reasoning of a particular man in power, or group of men in power, as being the ultimate authority that you must subject yourself to, with the power of the sword threatening you. So statism, it's just like the same thing that our founders saw, is a rejection of the authority of the Bible and the authority of God to direct men's lives. And so what happened is, at the time, if you reject the authority of the Bible and the authority that Jesus said, all authority has been given unto me, therefore go, teach men all things I have commanded you. So the teachings of Jesus, if you reject the teachings of Jesus and reject the Bible and the idea, as Islam rejects the idea that came out in Genesis, that men were created in the image of God. So if you reject those ideas, guess what you're free to do? To enslave people and treat them as if they're not created in the image of God. I got to tell you, somebody came to me yesterday, and they said to me, they were complaining about Senator Ted Kennedy being born, or not born, being buried in Arlington Cemetery, because they've got problems with Ted Kennedy, their political persuasion. They weren't crazy about him. So, and I said, and then they made a comment about Mr. Obama. They weren't crazy about Mr. Obama. And they said, well, he shouldn't be buried in there either. I probably will, because he's a president, but I don't like it. So I said, and I won't tell you where the person works because that's probably not a good idea, but they have affiliation with just government stuff. And I said, well, you know what? I said, Mr. Obama and Mr. Kennedy, to them, it's appointed for man once to die and then the judgment. I said, those guys have been created in the image of God, and it's appointed for man once to die and then the judgment. All this other stuff's just merely political. So I don't worry about that, where they're buried, where they should, where they shouldn't be buried, and all that kind of stuff. That's a political question. What it comes down to is they're ultimately going to have to face an ultimate judge. And so in the meantime, I'm going to treat them like they've been created in the image of God. I've got to tell you, I went to a court case yesterday, and I've got this prosecutor, city prosecutor, and she's seen us before because she got really ticked off that she tried to prosecute a member of our family who had a defense because the government was saying, you forsake your religion or we're going to make you pay. We're going to treat you like a criminal. And so we had a lawyer protecting one of my family members who gave this argument that, no, you can't do that. You can't be mean to these people like that. You're not fulfilling the purpose of government. Shame on you. He's doing it in a nice way. But the city prosecutor was just mean-spirited. She told the lawyer, oh, yeah, if you make a motion for dismissal, I won't argue. I won't contest it. Just come on in. Don't even worry. We'll just get this thing out of court really quick. Well, when the lawyer comes in to do that, you know what she does? She did exact opposite. She dug in, and even when the judge was ready to dismiss the case on other grounds, she kept fighting and fighting and fighting. She's treating this awesome, amazing man of God, just humble but incredibly qualified person who is defending this family member of mine. She's treating him with disdain. She doesn't even know who this guy is. She has no idea how many people in America in leadership positions in government all over this country respect this guy. And she's treating him like dirt. You know, she don't know who she is, who the guy is, you know. So she's just treating him like dirt. She's treating my wife like dirt. You know, she's kind of treating me like dirt. So she came in, and now I got to face a similar situation, but I don't have a lawyer. I can't speak for my wife in a courtroom, so we got a lawyer. But I'm speaking for myself. She walks in, and she's normally really mean. You know what I did when she walked in? I stood up, and I said, good afternoon, Miss whatever her name is. And I'm telling you what, I just loved her. And I treated her, you know why? She's created in the image of God. I think that's the appropriate thing to do. Even if she doesn't like me or thinks she's not supposed to like me because I'm on the other side of the aisle, it doesn't matter. So I think if we have a worldview that honors people because they're created in the image of God, that we cherish life, we cherish and honor people, and only hold them accountable to violating the common law, those injuries of men, taking property or injuring somebody, if we would hold them accountable, even with a smile on our face, lovingly hold them accountable, you know, that's a Christian worldview. It's insane compared to the rest of the world. But what we're seeing now is, and as we saw in the Civil War, is this idea that men and the state are the ultimate authority, that the opinions of the masses are the ultimate authority. If you read the writings of James Madison, he talked about the tyranny of the majority. And that in a democracy, that the rule of the masses ends up violating law because they end up subduing the rights of individual human beings. Okay, I'm going to go back to this article that about this homeschooler, and then I'm going to read some writings from the commentaries of Sir William Blackstone on the rights of parents. So let's see what this thing says. The girl's mother, Brenda Voidach, has engaged the Alliance Defense Fund, a Christian legal group based in Scottsdale, Arizona, to contest the ruling. So those of you who support Alliance Defense Fund are helping this family out. Okay, so what happened was the court case started because the girl's father, Martin Korofsky, wanted the girl to go to public school. And on Tuesday, this girl, Amanda, started fifth grade at this elementary school. And this is what, again, this is what the court said. This 10-year-old's vigorous defense of her religious beliefs suggests strongly that she has not had the opportunity to seriously consider any other point of view. See, the judge, I guess he opines that she won't as strongly defend her beliefs if she gets exposed to the state's inculcation. Well, you know what? Her parents, her mother, who's got custody for whatever reason, if she's got custody, guess what? She got custody, I guess. But I guess father still has influence here. But the judge is determining and ordering that she be raised then and have her worldview come from the state. A statist worldview by order of the court by the power of the sword. So my number here is 888-850-1872. I'm David Allen Carmichael. You're listening to the Faith and Freedom Show. I'm going to poke your head in the poke you in the brain with, yes, a biblical worldview. It's kind of scary, but I mean, hey, somebody's got to do it someplace. It's part of the can't we be a little bit pluralistic in our views? Can't we have people like me actually on just your general public access commercial talk radio station? Can we do it? All right. Now watch what happens. This girl, I'm just going to summarize the statements of facts of this case. It turns out that her curriculum is the same stuff that you might find, like the three R's. What do they call it? Arithmetic, reading, arithmetic, writing, whatever it is. I don't know what the R's are, R cubed or whatever it is. But they're just, it's generic, just curriculum. This a curriculum or curricula, plural, right? Is that it teaches her the things, the functional things of life. And she's involved in all kinds of activities with all kinds of sports activities out in public, actually taking something that's offered by the public school as some special activity. But her absolute instruction in school really is by her mother, who is in during her school teaching her the Bible. And so the judge is saying that's not good. Now watch what happens. This is this court-appointed social status viewed funded by the government inculcator. Watch this. It says, according to the brief filed by the child's mother, Mrs. McLaughlin, this is some social worker. It says, Mrs. McLaughlin dismissed critical evidence and key witnesses in the case because, in quotes, they were connected to Christianity. So the investigator and child person who's supposed to evaluate this stuff is excluding everything that would show that she's getting a superb education because it's connected to Christianity. Why don't we just go ahead and pass a law to outlaw Christianity? And why don't we just pass a law that says those of you who raise your children with a Christian worldview, eventually, I'll tell you, most likely it'll be anti-slavery worldview. That this, just like Mrs. McLaughlin reportedly said, I don't want to hear it. It's all Christian-based. Anything that she put forth to this investigator to see whether the child's getting a credible education is if it had anything to do with Christian basis. She excluded it as being credible. Is that what we want? Why don't we just go ahead and eliminate this worldview? Hey, guess what? All those folks in Afghanistan are off killing each other and smoking dope all over the place and gaining money and coming to America and flying airplanes into towering buildings. They have been excluded from the option of having a Christian worldview. In fact, we're even finding out in Ohio that there are women, young girls running to Florida who suddenly get a Christian worldview, but if they go home, their parents are obligated to kill them for changing their religion. Is that what we want, folks? Now, that's why I'm saying this. That's why I hope it's somewhat provocative and inspires you to give me a call after the break at 888-850-1872. We'll come back with some other stories, some other things in the news. And I hope you're delighted to hear them, and we'll hopefully provide some entertainment as well as some education. When I come back, I'm actually going to quote from the commentaries of Sir William Blackstone on the common laws of England. I encourage you still, check out Liberty Works Radio Network. Become a member. Participate. Don't just sit back. Don't even just call in. Join the fun. Get on board. Let's participate with this. Check us out at our website at faithfreedoms.org. And also, check out our podcast at faithfreedoms.net. And again, faithfreedoms.org. I'm live video. You can tune in. Keep tuning in the Eagle 104.3 FM, and we shall return. Remember, 888-850-1872.